The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. And if you want to stalk me on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media on Facebook. And also, if you want to check out the hottest podcast, I'm on WGNPlus.com. That is WGNPlus.com. New week, new set of rules, new set of video games we need to talk about. And to talk about the video games, I have on my Super Celebrity Hotline right now, Ray Carcillo. He's the review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGMNow.com, and RayCarcillo.com. And you can also follow him on Twitter. It's at Ray Carcillo. He joins me right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
How much, Sean? How you doing, dude?
I'm doing all right. So you're the traveling man. You're always on the go for the most part when I'm always talking to you. And right now you're on the East Coast, and you got some big stuff coming ahead. What's going on with you on the East Coast?
Yeah, no, I'm we got New York Comic Con this week, so we're I'm here actually in Jersey. I'm actually surrounded by a lot of folks. It's also baseball season, of course. The Yankees are in the playoffs. You hear some voices in the background, and I tried to find a quiet spot. But, so we're going from postseason baseball to Comic-Con tomorrow to at the Jacob Javits Center over on the west side in New York City in Manhattan. It's going to be awesome.
All right.
Tons of great games, tons of artists, tons of comics. It's going to be phenomenal.
All right, great. Anything in particular you're looking forward to seeing when you're there?
We're expecting some more stuff from Street Fighter V. We're expecting to hear a lot of stuff from that. We're also expecting some stuff from Square and from Square Enix, and also from EA. So we're hoping that to get our hands on with some Star Wars Battlefront at some point from EA specifically, because of course they just announced some new modes and they got their beta launching later this week. So we're hoping to get our hands on with that for sure.
All right, great. Now, you know, I gotta have you on every week and talk about these video games because, you know, Christmas is around the corner and all the kids are like bugging me, like, hey, what's Ray Carcillo say about this game? What does he say about this game? What does he say about that game? So I gotta get the inside info from you. And one of the games that was asked to me about was Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5. Now, Tony Hawk, I was down with this game since the PS2 days, and one of the things that really attracted me to the Tony Hawk franchise was not only all the cool tricks you can do, but it also provided like a really cool soundtrack while you were actually playing the game. So in this series, can we expect pretty much the same stuff?
Well, the soundtrack's not bad. I can say that much. But unfortunately, it might be time for you to dust off that PS2, Sean, because the last time, this is the first time in 10 years we've had a numbered Tony Hawk, a true supposedly successor to Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4, and I'm afraid that Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 does not live up to the legacy of the series. This is probably one of the worst skateboarding games I've ever played. It's buggy. The controls are completely messed up. New developer, Robomoto, you know, obviously NeverSoft, now who's been absorbed completely by Activision, used to do the games. Now it's done by a smaller company called Robomoto. And, dude, this is a disgrace. This is a horrible, horrible skating game.
Oh, no!
Yeah, no, dude, this might be the stinker of the year. Like, I have not played something so buggy. The controls are horrible. I mean, the glitches are so bad, you'd be skating along on flat ground, and then suddenly you just start grinding for no reason. The Kureta Park is a disaster. It's very generic, very plain. There's not a lot of depth to it. The specials have basically been removed and simplified now that it's just simple. That it's just single button presses. You can do all these special tricks when you're doing the special moves. And unfortunately, all the skill and all the work that you used to have to put in, and what made Tony Hawk Pro Skater, you know, 2, 3, 4 so great, has basically been stripped out. This is a bare bones, minimalistic effort that is not worth $60. I have never been more disappointed in a Tony Hawk game than I am with Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5.
Oh, wow. So tell me what you really don't like about the game. All right, let's move on to Super Mario Maker. We were talking about this last week, and we had like a bunch of technical errors on my end. I apologize for that. But Super Mario Maker, I'm a big Super Mario fan, and the niche of this game is basically you can make your own levels and make it to how easy or how difficult this game can actually be. And I thought that was a cool concept. So is this a good get here?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We go from one of my worst games of the year to one of my best so far. Mario Maker, it has blown me away, too. I mean, in terms of how you unlock new objects, and like you mentioned, you can set the difficulty level as much as you want. You can make really easy levels. You can make harder levels. And if you don't want to make levels, that's fine. There are people out there that are making their own levels, and they are being rated, and you can find the best rated levels out there. You can download them to your system, and you can basically have a community-built Mario Brothers game on your system, and you can play it as many times as you want. Or if you really like the level, you can then download it and edit it yourself. You can make changes. You can add your own twist to it and then re-upload it. Like, I mean, it's really impressive what they are able to do, and the fact that considering Nintendo is usually so guarded when it comes to their big properties like Mario, to give their community these kinds of tools, it's really showing how far Nintendo is coming along, because I'm not usually a guy who gets into those creative, you know, those games where you have to make your game within a game.
Yeah.
But I cannot get enough of Super Mario Maker. I absolutely cannot stop building my own levels and playing everyone else's. And there's also this thing called the 100 Life Challenge where you can have to try and get through 16 super hard stages with 100 lives. And I can tell you, I've been playing some of them in the community, and you need all 100 lives. It is super difficult, but it is so much fun, dude. It is amazing.
Now, what as far as the Mario franchise, you know, I always wanted to have like just another like Super Mario kind of like adventure that's kind of like an ode to the original. Are they ever gonna, you know, just do like another franchise, like just a adventure Super Mario and not all these like concepts?
I think at some point we may see them go back to the old school Mario style. You know, you're right. It has been a while, but probably it's not going to happen. We know that their new system is coming probably within the next couple of years. So they're going to probably hold off on doing a full-fledged new Mario title until that system launches. But, I mean, in the meantime, Mario Maker is really a great way, because there's actually four different styles. You can do it as original Mario, Mario Brothers 3, Mario World for the SNES, or you can do Mario U, and it's all these different art styles. And so you can still kind of get that flavor and kind of get that taste of old-school Mario with Mario Maker, but I don't think we're going to get a Nintendo-made Mario, at least until the next generation launches.
All right, great. Let's move on to Rainbow Six Siege, because you had some time with that game. So with the times you had to spend with that game, what are your thoughts so far on Rainbow Six Siege? Is this a yay or nay with this title?
Right now, it's tough, right? So I was a part of the closed beta last week that was extended. So what I was happy to see is that Ubisoft servers seem to be holding their own and handling everybody who is coming online. And it showed off tune modes, it showed off 5v5, and it showed off five people versus the computer in the old school terrorist hunt mode. And what I'm thinking right now is, I mean, right now I'm leaning towards yay, but I want to reserve judgment just because until we see the final product in December, you never really know how it's going to work out. But as a multiplayer game, as a competitive multiplayer game, Rainbow Six has always had a huge legacy. I mean, all the way back to the days I used to play Vegas 2 all the time. Rainbow Six Siege looks like it is ready to live up to its predecessor's legacy.
And this does not have a story mode, correct?
Right. So the single player for Siege, there was rumors that there used to be a game called Rainbow Six Patriots, and what was going to happen was that Patriots was going to that story mode was going to transition into this, but instead they're just focusing only on the multiplayer. It's only a competitive multiplayer or playing with your friends against the computer, and so it's going to be all about the multiplayer, focusing just on competition, no single player whatsoever, which is a really interesting move because it really kind of goes against Ubisoft's grain because they're known typically for these great single player experiences like Far Cry and Assassin's Creed.
Wow. Now, one game that kind of fell under my radar was Zombie, that was created by Ubisoft. And I found, one thing interesting about the game is the bug out. And how does this influence the gameplay?
So the big thing with Zombie, it was originally a game called Zombie U that was ported over from the Wii U, and it's now on PS4 and Xbox One. And the big thing about that is, what's interesting is that they've found ways to get around not having the Wii U gamepad. Like, there used to be a fair amount of gameplay. Like, you used to monitor your inventory, and you used to use movement trackers and certain devices with the Wii U gameplay. They've incorporated that into a more traditional gameplay style now. You have to, your inventory's on a separate menu. You have to pause the game. You have to pull up these devices individually. But what they've done is that, for the most part, it's a pretty true port. The pacing is the same. The story is very similar. You still kind of get that suspense that you typically won't get from a zombie game, but Zombie really focuses more on atmosphere, and when you do face the zombies, it's a really impactful situation. It's something that really kind of blows you away, and you typically don't have a lot of resources, so it's always a kind of a fight or flight kind of situation in at open world. My only disappointment with Zombie was that going from Wii U to Xbox One and PS4, I really wish that Ubisoft would have taken the time to pump up the graphics. I think that the game is pretty much, even visually, a one-to-one recreation, and so it doesn't take advantage of the horsepower of Xbox One or PS4 visually. But other than that, I was really impressed with how much they stayed true to the original Zombie game and that how easily it transitioned actually over from Wii U to those other systems.
All right, and last but not least, and I'll say this for last because you know my disdain for this game, is Destiny the Taken King. And, all right, you know what? They put so many expansions to this game. It's like there's not enough expansions to make me even get back into this game. But to the people that's into the game, and I have to put it out there to the masses so they can be informed, what can we expect from this expansion pack?
So the big thing with this expansion is the Taken King really finally gets Destiny to where it should have been when the game launched a year ago. It finally fixes a lot of the progression issues. It finally actually flushes out a lot of the story, including wrapping up this huge arc that they had been building up to with the Taken King, with this guy named Oryx. And then, of course, the raids, new raids, everything seems to be much better balanced. It's sad because basically, if you're a Destiny fan, you have to spend $120 to get to the point to where it's a really good game. And the Taken King finally gets it to where it needs to be. The other sad thing about Taken King is that because it adds so many new elements to the game, is that if you only got the base Destiny pack, and if you don't get Taken King, you're basically your original copy of Destiny is worthless now. It's basically broken. You're never going to be able to properly finish it because Taken King adds so much stuff that now is going to be gated off in the original game. So it's almost like they're forcing you to buy this expansion if you're a Destiny fan.
Oh, my God. So there you have it. Ray Carcetto, review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGMNow.com, RayCarcetto.com. So we have Super Mario Maker, one of the best games he's played. Destiny the Taken King, if you're into it, go ahead and grab it. You got Zombie, his opinion, it needs more improvement. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5, chuck it in the toilet. Don't get it. And Rainbow Six Siege is the beta version, and he's waiting for an opinion on that. So we'll wait for an official. I like it or I don't like it. But Ray, dude, you've been so good to the show. Also, guys, I forgot to tell you, if you want to follow Ray on Twitter, it's at Ray Carcillo if you want to check him out on Twitter. Also, check out RayCarcillo.com and check him out on EGMNow.com. We're going to have him back to give us his view on Comic-Con in New York and all the cool stuff he's seen there. Maybe some Street Fighter V news. Who knows? But we will have him back. Ray, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me as always, Sean. I really appreciate it.
No problem. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.